It's Thursday, December 1st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A mob of Muslim young men armed with gas canisters, automatic rifles, and machetes attacked Coptic Christians and their property in the Egyptian village of the Soheg Governorate last week, reported International Christian Concern. 4 Coptic Christians were injured, and over a dozen buildings owned by Christians were destroyed. The attack began after Muslims in the area thought a community structure built by the Christians would become a church. The Worldview spoke with William Stark of International Christian Concern about the reason behind the actions of the Muslim mob.
There's always been and still is a lot of regulation on church building, and this has kind of created almost a trickle-down ideology that if the government is regulating the construction of churches so closely, and frankly, they hadn't been giving approval very often, then it must be that churches don't belong in Egypt. That's despite the fact that Christians make up 10% of the population.
Stark also commented on how Western Christians should respond to persecution.
Persecution is something that God, who is sovereign over this world, has ordained for us to go through and endure. And ultimately, God is allowing this to happen to us so that he can be glorified through that persecution. That's here in the Western and the Free Church. That's hard for us to, like, stomach and swallow. But for, like, the church in the world where it's persecuted, the persecuted church, they, enduring through persecution and continuing to reflect the love of Christ, especially to those who are persecuting you, that is what brings glory to God.
Psalm 37, 14 through 15 says, "The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken." Christian television broadcaster Sat7 now reaches 21 million people across the Middle East and North Africa, according to the Christian Post. That's a 76% increase over just the last 5 years. Viewers include those from areas where theological objection to Islam, something the Muslims describe as, quote, blasphemy, unquote, is punishable by death. 2 million protesters in South Korea called for their president, Park Geun-hye, to step down last Saturday. Allegations involve the president's confidant, Choi Soon-sil, who is the daughter of a shamanistic cult leader. Choi has allegedly used her influence in the government to amass millions of dollars from donations to her organizations. Proverbs 16:12 says, "It is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established by righteousness." God has a new weapon in the battle to help save the lives of unborn babies and all innocent humans throughout the spectrum of life. Her name is Jessica Dubois, and she's the new legislative director of Georgia Right to Life. Thanks in part to their prayerful activism, 2 abortion mills have shut down over the last year: the Alpha Gynecology abortion mill near Marietta, Georgia, and the Planned Parenthood abortion mill in Augusta, Georgia. The Worldview talked with Ricardo Davis, the president of Georgia Right to Life, about their unique pro-life mission with its emphasis on personhood.
The core of personhood is the protection of all innocent human life. So whether we're talking about the child who was conceived because her mother was a victim of incest, whether we're talking about a young boy who was in a very tragic accident and his caregivers want to starve him to death because he's seen as medically futile, or whether we're talking about a grandmother whose children unfortunately don't want to care for her and will essentially terminate her life against her will. None of those lives should be politically expedient, because they are all lives precious in the sight of God. And if the objective of civil government is to protect all innocent human life, then we cannot make compromises in the legislative process, in the regulatory process. A classic example would be the rape and incest issue. We will never put forward a bill that would positively claim that persons who were conceived from rape or incest are okay to be killed. we don't treat some persons as political pawns. We have to protect all innocent human life.
When the Georgia legislative session opens on the second week of January 2017, Georgia Right to Life will ensure that they do their best to protect life. President-elect Donald Trump nominated former Goldman Sachs executive and Hollywood producer Steven Mnuchin for Treasury Secretary. Mnuchin told the press this week that tax reform was his top priority. Mnuchin is known for his X-Men movies, Avatar, and Mad Max Fury Road. Trump also picked billionaire and former Democrat supporter Wilbert Ross as Commerce Secretary. Congress has finally approved the 2016 defense bill without the provision for a mandatory female draft. However, a religious freedom provision that would have protected contractors that held to a biblical view of homosexuality was nixed from the final version of the bill. Terrible forest fires have been raging in Tennessee due to high winds and dry conditions. Many were evacuated from the tourist towns of Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. CNN reports 4 deaths, 45 injuries, and 250 buildings damaged from the fires. Chip and Joanna Gaines, reality stars on HGTV's Fixer Upper, are church-going Christians in Waco, Texas. But now, the homosexual Gestapo has targeted them for their reluctance to support homosexuality. Websites like Us Weekly and Highly Cited are greatly offended to discover the pastor of the Gaines Church, Jimmy Siebert, calls homosexuality, quote, a sin, unquote. The Benham brothers, Jason and David, lost their HGTV show in 2014 under pressure from the homosexual lobby back then. Gospel singer Tony Davis says he experienced God after being shot by gang members in Los Angeles, according to Christian Headlines. Davis received 5 gunshot wounds and was reportedly dead for 30 minutes. Doctors operating on Davis said he would not be able to sing or walk again. But apparently, God had something else in mind. Davis is now talking and singing and jumping on one leg. He gives God the credit for his healing. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Acts 3:8. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.